giving his heart to the broken, and sharing his home with the orphan. He is the joy, he is my joy, he is the
hope. This is Dairy Daughters, and we invite you today for a question and answer discussion called Missions for Mommies. And I'm Ann Dunnigan, and I'm here with a couple other moms on the line. And we are going to be talking today about how do we balance our call for motherhood, especially when there are little ones in our home, and just this beautiful and holy responsibility of being a mother, with our calling to the Great Commission and our calling to world missions and reaching the lost, and even that specific mission calling on our life. I'd like to start off. There is a new mom on the line whose name is Brittany. And Brittany has a little 14-month-old little baby girl named Elizabeth who just started walking this week, I think. Yes. And Brittany and her husband have a huge heart for missions. They have gone overseas. They really specialize in Central America, going to different Latin American countries. Brittany herself has been there 5 different times. And now she has a little baby. So, Brittany, can you just share a little bit, what has this struggle been like, just this challenge of finding the balance? What has that been like for you? And tell us a little about yourself.
Okay, I am from Texas, and I've been married a little over 2.5 years. And I actually have known my husband since we were 13. And it was while I was on a mission trip down in Nicaragua that the Lord really revealed to me that I was going to marry him one day. And so we both came into marriage with a heart for missions. And now we have a little girl that just turned 14 months old. And so I am busy at home with her, and my husband is working for an education company right now. And I guess the struggle for us has been just how to balance being content with being here, especially for me, being at home with my daughter, and then still just keeping that passion for missions and keeping my heart ready and prepared for that season if God told us to jump into it, you know, in a year from now or whatever. Just how to balance the contentment with keeping the passion stirred for missions.
Amen. It's a question that a lot of, you know, mothers, you know, God-loving mothers who just, you know, have a heart for world missions. Sometimes you get, you know, there's like young women who maybe during their single years or while they were maybe even in high school or in college, they, you know, did a bunch of different missionary work and then get married. And it's like, okay, now how do you do this with babies? You know, how do you do it? Sometimes I have people who get a hold of me, just my husband and I, we've been doing missions for 25 years and we have 7 children and they're now getting grown up. We have, our youngest is now 12 and we now have 4 that are out of the house and our kids are starting to get married. So we've done this in all different seasons of life, but to be able to find out, sometimes there's like a mom that will contact me, and maybe she recently read the book Radical, and her and her husband, they're just feeling this conviction inside of just this passion for souls and the lost, and they're just trying to think, how do you do this with kids? You know, how do we live a radical Christian life? How do we live a mission-minded, obedient life as a mother? And something that I just want to encourage all the young moms who are listening to this and who will listen to this in the future is that God does not give conflicting obligations. That when God calls us to missions and God also calls us to motherhood, they don't conflict with one another. That they complement each other. And as we just obey God and seek Him for just daily divine guidance of just how to, you know, how to find the balance for this season, because it's not going to be just like a one size fits all or like a one answer that once you figure out the balance,
it'll work for the rest of your motherhood. It won't, because, you know, maybe other babies might come into the picture. Maybe the mission calling might change to a different area or different type of missions, and the balance will need to change. And it's not like you know, that you find a key, or even just like a one size fits all. Like, I'll show you all, Mom. This is how you do it, and you just follow this little regiment, and it'll work. It doesn't work like that. There are just, you know, so many different possibilities and different combos and, you know, just different seasons. But I really believe that the key is prayer and just spending that time with God. Even as a young mom, you know, trying to find, you know, when I had little babies, sometimes my quiet time was in the middle of the night when I'd be nursing the baby. That was my best quiet time. But to spend that time with God, because that is where we get the daily fine-tuning of the balance for our life. A quote that I wanted to share is by a missionary who is one of my favorite missionaries. It's Hudson Taylor. He was a missionary to China, and he actually had a wonderful family life. He had a strong marriage. Actually, he was married two different times because his first wife died, but his home was a very happy home, and he raised his kids to love God, he and his wife, and his children and his great-grandchildren, even his great-great-grandchildren, went on to continue to serve God and to serve God in China. And a quote that he said is, "Do not have your concert first and tune your instruments afterward. Begin the day with God." And what I really see from that is that at the beginning of each day and the beginning of each new season, and that we just need to seek God for what is He calling us to do right now, and to realize that being a mom is such an awesome responsibility. It is a holy calling. It is a high calling. There is a mission of motherhood, of you know, it is a call of God, and we are not to neglect our children to just, you know, go off and take care of everybody else. That we are to realize that now that we have this calling of motherhood on our life, it's a priority for the rest of our life. And that God will help us where being a mom will help us in missions. And being in missions will help us be a mom. They don't conflict with each other, even though at times it kind of seems like it. But instead, they actually can complement each other, where as we, you know, allow those roots of just that heart and passion for the lost to grow deep during those times when we're home with little ones, and then we start to pour it into our kids when they're growing up, and we nurture and train them and teach them and disciple them in the ways of God. And then when our kids start growing up, it's like it multiplies this heart and passion and call for God. It's like so cool right now. We've got kids that are off doing missionary work in different places around the world, and it's so thrilling. It's really, really exciting. So
that's a thought that I had, was how to cultivate this desire for mission so that our daughter and the other children that God, you know, we're hoping that God will give us, that they'll still carry that on, you know, generationally, that this passion will be passed down for the lost and for the orphans and the widows and that, and the hurting people.
Yeah, so much of it is that our heart and passion for world missions, it becomes a foundational undercurrent of our home. And it's just like being a Christian influences everything. It's our worldview. It's how we think about things. It's how we look at things. It's how we love people. Having a heart for world missions and for the lost can become a foundational undercurrent in our home. And mm-hmm. as you know, even as you're like, you know, you're teaching your little Elizabeth as mm-hmm. she starts to get a little older, and she, you know, says things like mine, or you know, give me. Is we teach our children to not be selfish, and we teach our children of how to be grateful for, you know, the blessings that they've been given, and how that, you know, you can even do little things like, I was talking to a young mom recently who she has a little preschool girl that was starting to just kind of want her own way all the time. And so this mom was just asking me, you know, what are some different ideas for that? And I was just really encouraging her just to help her little girl to be thankful, and to help her little girl realize that, you know, not all children have a mommy and a daddy, and not all mm-hmm. children have nice food to eat or a nice bed to sleep on or a pillow or blankets, and even just to like show pictures of little children who are in poverty, or to allow children to see, you know, like, oh, let's go look at this picture of these missionary friends we know, and look at these orphans that they're helping. These kids don't have a mommy and a daddy, and some of them don't have blankets. And so, you know, you begin to nurture in your child to be so thankful for what we have, to learn to share, and then to learn to share even beyond who they can see, right, you know, right in their own sphere of influence, to expose our kids to true needs like orphans and children in need and poverty, and as, you know, as a family, coming up with different projects that the kids can then, you know, be a part of and praying for specifically, not just general, you know, like God bless all the missionaries, but mm-hmm. you know, okay, we are, as a family, we are going to help, you know, raise some money to help with, you know, when maybe picking on a child, like, you know, like with Compassion or something like that, where you're actually like, right. You know, supporting a child or right. raising money. We just recently had a big project where we were believing God for 500 beds for a whole bunch of orphan children. And so it, you know, it was a project that, you know, the kids and I, we have been praying for and working towards and sharing the need about. And it's just a part of who we are as a family. Mm-hmm. Another thing I would really encourage young moms during a season when you have little children at home, on like how to keep that passion for mission stirred up, which sometimes uh-huh. is hard when it's not, you know, you're actually not overseas yourself, mm-hmm. Or you're, you know, sometimes you just, if you're not seeing it fresh, it kind of just kind of goes mm-hmm. kind of stagnant, or it kind of goes on the back burner, and then you kind of forget that it's there. It's mm-hmm. it's you still have it, but it's not stirred up. Mm-hmm. What I would really encourage young moms is, during this season when you're home with little ones, is this is a season to work on the roots of who you are as a woman of God, mm-hmm. to strengthen your roots, strengthen your personal relationship with the Lord, strengthen mm-hmm. your time in the Word of God. And sometimes it could be as simple as writing down a Bible verse and sticking it in your pocket so you can mm-hmm. be thinking about it throughout the day, or using your iPhone and listening to the Word of God while you do laundry or while you're, you know, taking care of little ones. You got to be creative to keep mm-hmm. keep the Word of God true. Going in your heart and your mind. And then to have some different books, I would really encourage young moms to keep some different books that are continually stirring up a passion for the lost and for mm. frontier missions and for orphans. You know, books like Kisses from Katie by Katie Davis, or mm-hmm. Radical by David Platt, or maybe books like Operation World or Window on the World, where you learn how to pray for different countries around the world. We have some books that we have done as a family, The Mission-Minded Child and The Mission-Minded Family and The Scarlet Cord, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, which is a concise call to world missions. Other books that are fabulous, Don't Waste Your Life by John Piper, Erasing Hell by Francis Chan. There's just different books that Brusco, different missionary biography books of keeping that heart for missions stirred up. Mm. Now, the challenge with doing that is that sometimes a young mom who has a real heart for missions, if she continues to stir up this passion for missions and she's at home with a little one, it's this challenge of them being frustrated because she can't go right now. Mm-hmm. And there was a girl a couple weeks ago, and she didn't have children yet, but she was a young newlywed. And she was, she's just in a season right now that her husband's in school and they're working jobs right now. And she has a huge heart for missions, but it's not right now. And so she was telling me how she was reading the book, Kisses from Katie, and she got about halfway through the book and she just couldn't even read it anymore. She just said, yeah. I had to just, and she was like crying as she was telling me this. She goes, I just couldn't even read it. I just had to put it on the shelf, and I just had to say, I just can't read that book anymore because it just makes me so frustrated because I can't go to Africa right now. And so it's like for me to say, okay, I want you young mommies, I want you to use this time to, you know, read these books about, you know, these amazing missionary heroes and the passion for the lost and the passion for missions, and read them, read them, read them right now, but don't get frustrated. Mm. And it's like realize right now you're strengthening your roots. You're strengthening the root structure of the character and the belief system and the combination of both the theological reasons for missions along with the passionate compassion heart for missions. So it's really, really important to just realize this is a time we are working on our root structure. This is a time we are submitted to God. And we are just living in submission to Him and following Him and realizing that, yes, Lord, we will say yes. And yes, Lord, when you say not now, we will say okay. And
right.
And it's like it's easy for me to say that. It is like really, really hard to do it when you're in a season and you got years ahead when it's not going to be for a while, and that's hard. But we can just trust God that what God stirs in our heart of His compassion and His love, it will not be wasted. It will not be wasted, and He will bring it up in His timing and His way. So I know that as we work on those roots, as we work on just that character of submission to God and being diligent in just the little things, you know, being diligent with our quiet time and just our relationship with the Lord, that God will help in His timing, that when it is time when we can go, that we will be so much more mature and our roots will be so much deeper that then the fruit will be able to happen. So
That's a really good word. That's really timely for just for me, just to develop my relationship with the Lord and my identity in Him. And one thing I think that we have been able to do is just me being at home is to be able to cut back in our budget in certain areas to help people who are going and just go into other, you know, other people's lives who are in that season of being able to go.
Yes. That is huge. And I'm actually going to go, I want to mention 10 different simple ways that we can have a home-based vision for missions and even how to have a heart for missions right now during a season of little ones at home. And one of those, it's actually number 5, is about giving generously to world missions. And on that, a couple books that I recommend is Money, Possessions, and Eternity by Randy Alcorn, Daring to Live on the Edge by Lauren Cunningham of YWAM. I highly, highly recommend that book. Also, there's a book called Friend Raising, which is, reaching out to actually trust God for, stepping out into like full-time missions and ministry work. But being able to have like projects that as a family you are being a part of. And some of those can be like ongoing, like supporting different missionary organizations and different missionary people, national ministers, supporting children, things like that. But then also projects, specific things like, raising money for blankets or raising money for beds or for pillows or raising money for food or, there can be specific projects that as a family you work towards. Those are excellent, excellent ways to just encourage our children to care.